Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2535.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My mother, my parents got divorced when I was younger, so me and my brother, we lived with her, so she had more of a parenting influence on us, even though I still see my father. I feel like she was the main parent when I was growing up.
What do you aspire to be?
I'm currently in college and I'm a marketing major, so I aspire to be, I guess, sort of marketing businessman type, with a shirt and tie and a 9-to-5 job.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I consider myself kind and considerate to others. I have a great sense of humor, and usually people tend to like me. I haven't met that many people that have not. So, but I think most importantly, you should treat others the way you want to be treated.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Pretty much that it doesn't really matter what kind of financial predicament you're in, as long as you know you're happy. That's good enough for that. So, I mean, you should definitely be kind to other people.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
What I'm told from other people, I'm really blunt and straight to the point, so I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, but I think you shouldn't really, you know, beat around the bush and just get straight to the point and say what you're trying to say. So, how I developed this, probably just from my own life, things that I've gone through in life just got me to this point.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I think the best time to spend time with your family is when everybody gets home and you sit down for dinner, so you all have to eat food, so it makes sense that everyone should come home and sit down, and you have to be there for, you know, at least 20 minutes so everybody can discuss their day.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why was this gift so special?
The most cherished gift was probably my first bicycle. Eventually, when I got the training wheels off, because my father was there, my older brother was there, and they both, you know, helped me learn how to ride the bicycle without training wheels, and it was a good experience for all of us.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Growing up, all the organized sports I was involved in, it was a great way to meet people. I mean, a lot of good friends that we still have to this day. And also, the organized sports are always really fun.
What is your favorite books, and what type of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book is Catcher in the Rye. I read in high school. It's not necessarily an upbeat book, but very well written. And other books I enjoy more real-life sporting books now that I'm older and I really go behind the scenes and that kind of stuff.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, or sporting event you attended?
The last book I read was about Barry Bonds and how he supposedly used steroids. I found that very interesting. The movie I saw was like a comedy kind of movie. Sporting event that I attended a Major League Baseball game recently.
What do you do for fun?
I like to play sports with my friends, not necessarily organized sports now that I'm older, but I like to, it's more of a relaxed environment, you know, but just sit back and have a good time.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, or risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Recently, I transferred colleges and I transferred out of state, going to a new school, not knowing anybody, and I met plenty of new people, met plenty of new friends, and I actually did very well, which I definitely don't regret at all. I'm glad that I made the choice.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now? Where would you like to be the most? Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Right now, I like to be relaxing on a beach in Aruba with my girlfriend just sitting there, sunbathing, I suppose, not a care in the world.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time in my life was probably when my grandmother died when I was in high school. This is the first grandparent that I had when I was like old enough to remember that had passed away. And she played a large part of my life, so it was difficult to overcome, but I'd say my family, we all kind of banded together. That's how we overcame it, just, you know, relying on each other. And it did change my perspective on life, because I realized that life is not as long as you think it is. And she was a heavy smoker, so I chose never to participate in that.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Most rewarding experience, I think, was when I transferred school, or initially applied, getting into a better college than I was in. I was kind of skeptical at first, but I ended up going there and I did very well in the honor.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Mousetrap. Actually, I would never actually play the game. I would just set up a little course and I'd play through that.
Whose poster did you have up on your wall when you were a teenager?
Skateboarder. Mostly because I used to really enjoy skateboarding when I was younger. It was a good way to exercise and whatnot.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Fly, just by myself. I have an airplane just personally built to fly. I know it's been tried plenty of times, probably years ago, but human beings aren't able to do it, but it seems really enjoyable.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Martin Luther King Jr. I can't exactly relate to his situation whatsoever, but just the way he handled it with all the discrimination, it's very impressive, and he's a very intelligent man, so I'd like to see his thoughts if he's still alive.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Great social skills, because it doesn't really matter what environment you're in, what you look like, etc. As long as you have great social skills, you'll be able to adapt and talk to other people, and just hoping that you eventually get along with them, no matter what the situation was.
You're majoring in marketing. When did you first become interested in this field?
High school, I realized I was more math-oriented, so I decided to go with the business route. And whenever I see like an interesting ad, I'd like to do something like that one day, something that grabs the potential buyers of attention. I think it's really interesting.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Live with the parents a couple more years, get kind of settled and pay back the student loans. But after that, hopefully stay in the hometown area and find a great job and expand from there.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I don't want to necessarily say marketing, but definitely something related to that in the business field. Just like a large company that would market to a large base of people and a lot of people would see your work.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would hope to be married, 2 children, stable job, somewhat around my home area from where I am now, and traveling. I say it's good to take at least 1 vacation a year, so I hope to do that. Definitely out of the country, some sort of tropical region to relax.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening would be dinner, not necessarily like a really fancy restaurant, but just, you know, somewhere where you could feel relaxed. And then maybe just watch a movie or something with your roommate.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Most important, I think, is a good sense of humor. Because you can't, you know, feel relaxed around your mate than everyone's around to work out. So, smart, intelligent, obviously, healthy lifestyle.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
As a male, I would think that would be like cook dinner and do like the laundry and clean up around the house, all the other things that supposedly that the female is supposed to do, so you can make her feel more at home would be better for her.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
To help other people that obviously aren't as fortunate as I am, but can't do this.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Regardless if you choose me or not, I would just hope that the best for the future.
This concludes the audio interview for Donor 2535.